In this bulletin, the number of lives lost in the bushfires continues to grow, with conditions set to worsen on Saturday. The Australian Greens have called for an emergency summit into the bushfires, and Spanish tennis star Rafael Nadal has made history heading into 2020. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Seven people have been killed and 176 homes lost in the bushfires in southern New South Wales. More than 100 fires are still burning across New South Wales, and dangerous fires are continuing to put the south coast at risk. Shane Fitzsimmons from the Rural Fire Service says the property and death toll is likely to keep rising.
We know that the damage that's been occasioned right throughout the southeast corner of New South Wales is a heavy toll. And more importantly, we're seeing, unfortunately, the tragedy of lives lost as well.
And more than 40 bushfires are burning across Victoria, and four people remain unaccounted for. Helicopters are being used to carry out firefighter shift changes in the East Gippsland area. Premier Daniel Andrews says Victoria is facing a unique set of circumstances.
We've got people that are isolated in the middle of the fire. We've got people who have left and can't get back in. We've got fires that are not out, and we have got some very significant weather coming our way on Friday and Saturday. That makes this a long and dangerous and complex fight, a long and dangerous and complex process to support everybody who's been impacted by it.
The Greens are calling for an emergency summit and Royal Commission into the bushfires and what they say is a climate crisis. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese doesn't support that suggestion and is continuing his calls for the Prime Minister to call a COAG summit as soon as possible.
A Royal Commission takes months to establish. It can't be established very quickly. I'm sure that the premiers and chief ministers would be available immediately to ensure that coordination. What we need is a response right now.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has previously argued that recalling COAG early is unnecessary because decisions are being made on a daily basis and the response to the bushfires is well coordinated. And more in bushfire news, firefighters are preparing for tough conditions this Saturday, with a Rural Fire Service warning that the conditions could replicate or even be worse than those on New Year's Eve. The RFS has called on all tourists in the area from Batemans Bay in New South Wales to the Victorian border to leave the towns as they warn conditions will put them at extreme risk. Moving overseas, and US President Donald Trump says he believes North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un will remain committed to denuclearization despite recent comments to the contrary. Mr. Kim reportedly told top ruling party officials there is no ground for us to get unilaterally bound to the commitment any longer. Mr. Kim also mentioned that North Korea would soon unveil a new strategic weapon but gave no further details. North Korea and the US have been negotiating over the last 2 years about nuclear weapons, but discussions have been largely stagnant since a February summit. South Korea's Unification Ministry spokesman Lee Sang-min says any tests of a new weapon would damage attempts to bring peace to the Korean Peninsula.
North Korea stated that the world will soon witness a new strategic weapon. The South Korean government makes it clear that if the North carries that out, it would not help denuclearization negotiations and efforts to build peace on the Korean Peninsula.
Spanish tennis star Rafael Nadal has become the first player in history to be world number one in three separate decades. Nadal was first number one at the ATP rankings in August 2008 and enters 2020 in the top spot yet again after battling with Roger Federer and Novak Djokovic for the spot during the 2010s. Nadal will be competing at the new ATP Cup as part of Team Spain, as well as the Australian Open later this month. A look at today's weather, a possible late shower in Perth, 26 degrees. It's sunny in Adelaide and 34. Much the same for Melbourne, 24, partly cloudy, 23 in Hobart. Sunny in Canberra, 35, partly cloudy for Wollongong, 23. Cloudy also for Sydney, 25. A possible shower in Newcastle, also 25. A sunny day for Brisbane, 31, partly cloudy, 33 in Cairns. And a possible shower or storm, 34 in Darwin. Peggy Giacomelos for SBS News.